I'm not sure exactly where we left off. It could be that we're repeating a little bit. But we'll pick up here after the Rambam quotes, Olam Haba Ayin L'Rasa Alokim Zulasacha. Olam Haba Ayin L'Rasa Alokim Zulasacha. You have it, Rambam? Omnam hav tochos v'ha iyumim ha-nizkorim ba-Torah be'uram kifisha omar lecha. V'haynu. Ki hu omar lecha im kiyamta samitru sa'ela asayay lecha lekayimon u'beshleimuz bohen v'asir mimcha es kol ha-mechsholim v'fisha ha-odam lo titachen b'yado ha-avoda lo kshuhu chola ולא רואה, ולא צומא, ולא כשאין שלום. ולכן הבטיח בסילו כל אלה, ושיהיו בריאים ושקטים, כדי שתושלם להם הידיעה ויזכו לחיי עולם הבא. הנה, כי כן אין תכלס התורה שתהיה האדום הפוריה, ויעריכו יומם ויעבירו הגופם. These are all means to an end. אלי יסתייעו על קיומו בכל הדברים האלה. וכמו כן, אם עברו יהיה עונשם, שיעורו כל אוסון המכשלים, עד שלא יוכלו לעשות טוב. וכמו שאומר, תחס אשר לא עבדת עשה השם וכו'. וכשתסבונן הסבוננס נפלא או זו, תמצא שכאילו הוא אומר, אם עשיס המקצס מצוות אלו בי אהבה וחשק, עשייה אחה על כולן, והסירי ממך אס המכשולים והמונעים. ואם תזנח מהם אס מקצס דרך זלזו, אבי עליך מונעים שימנעוך מכולן עד שלא תושג לך שלמוס ולוקים. וזהו עניין עומר מלא המשל עם שכר מצווה, מצווה ושכר עבר עבר. So what's so extraordinary here, and it's not a chiddush of the Rambam. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a mikra molei dibur hakosov. Is that what the Torah stipulates that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should will provide us with the support system that allows for Talmud Torah and Kiyum HaMitzvos is not only that we're Mekayim Mitzvahs, but as the Rambam paraphrases, again in this translation, Imosisam Miktas Mitzvahs Elu Ba'ahava V'cheshek. The condition is not if you were Mekayim Mitzvah, so then I'll continue, right? Speaking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, right? I'll continue to support you and provide the support system. No, it's if im tachas eshelo avat Hashem alkechu b'simcha v'tuv levav. If we do mitzvahs, But Rachman al-Latsan, we do so begrudgingly, with an attitude that mitzvahs are onerous. So then we don't qualify for ongoing support. Adrad, Rachman al-Latsan, we trigger the pasuk of Tachas Hashalom Avatas Hashem al-Kachu B'simchuv Tuv Levav. With the result being the next pasuk of Avada Tos Oyevecha. The Torah speaks of Simcha, that the Rambam again, as translated here, speaks of ahava. So there's no, it's not a kasha, because the Rambam famously, at the end of Hilchos Lulav, associates those two. Dahainu, when a person does mitzvos me'ava, he'll do them b'simcha. Hasimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos uba'avas ha'kel shetziva v'hen avod gedolahi. So the fact that a person is sameach in being mekayim a mitzvah expresses ahava. So it's not that the Rambam is, that there's any question here. Again, why the Rambam? In the Yad, in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva, when the Rambam presents these same ideas, so there he just sticks with the Lashon HaPosuk, that the condition is that we're mekayim them b'simcha. Hivtichonu b'Torah in Perek Tel Salach Aleph she'im nasa osa, referring to the Torah, b'simcha b'tovas nefesh v'nege b'chokhmos atomit she'yosir mimenu kol advarim hamonin osan milas osa. Okay, so why he explains here and didn't explain in the Chos Tshuva, I don't know. I ain't alof. But again, it's the pasuk. It's the Rambam is just sort of calling our attention to our pasuk. It's something extraordinary. I don't know. I think we generally think that, you know, the ikkar is that a person does a mitzvah, and then sort of the accompanying attitude is good, it's desirable, it's welcome, it's encouraged. But clearly, it's much more fundamental than that. I mean, that's what the Pasuk in Chumash says, right? It's much more fundamental than that. Ad kedei kach, the tachas shel avadtus Hashem l'kecha means avadtus Hashem l'kecha, but not b'simcha b'tuv leivav, and that's basis for an indictment. So the pshat Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs, the tov l'cha, l'cha yoseinu k'hayom hazeh. Mitzvahs HaTorah, they constitute their emes and the ultimate zechus and privilege. Yes, that we're mitzvah, but we're mitzvah for our own good. In Milei D'Alma, in Ben Adam L'Chaver, okay, so maybe there are, I don't know, maybe a person has a job and his boss demands of him certain things which are not really for his own good, maybe not even really for the company's own good. Maybe the boss is just being whimsical and arbitrary, and the person has to do it to hold on to his job. Yeah, so there certainly is such a metzius in the ben odom lachavero dimension. But every mitzvah is emes. Every mitzvah is Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. So in a certain sense, hear this, Rav Osai. Not in the ultimate sense, in the real sense, that separation that we make in our minds between the mitzvah and our attitude is a false distinction. Because when we approach a mitzvah with the wrong attitude, when we approach a mitzvah, Rachman al-Tzlan, begrudgingly, as though it were an onus, as though it were, again, something which is onerous and something which is burdensome, so it basically distorts what the mitzvah is. And when we do it, and even if we then externally, on a practical level, comply, but on a different level, it's not the mitzvah we're doing. Because the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is something which is emes, something which is a schus, something which is the ultimate privilege. And what we're doing is something which is a burden, something which is onerous. And on a certain level, that's, on an ultimate level, that's not the mitzvah. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos in Makos, the end of Makos, on the Mishnah of, where's Makos? On the Mishnah of Rav Chanina ben Akashia, if you have it, take a look, Rav Osei. The last parish of Mishnayos in Makos. Rav Chanina ben Akashia omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael L'Fichach Hibel An Torah Mitzvah Shenem Hashem Chafetz L'Man Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. The Velt thinks that the Mishnah ends with the words Kaddish D'Rabban. But when you look inside the Mishnah, so surprisingly those two words are actually missing. The Mishnah just ends with Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. So the Rambam writes as follows. There's an astounding Rambam here. Mi yisod ha emuna b'Torah, she'im kiyem ha'odam mitzvah mishlosh esrei v'sheish meyos mitzvahs kefi she'tzorech v'chol ra'uy v'einu meshatef imo inyan me'inyane ha'olam hazeh b'shum ponim ela osa l'shmo me'ava kefi she'bayarti l'cha. And the kefi she'bayarti l'cha is referring to what we're learning now, the Hagdamat Perek Chelek. Harei Zoche Bo Achai Olam Haba. Zomim comes up, he seems to Yesh Me'ayin come up with a new Yisod. That in order to be Zoche to Chai Olam Haba, a person has to at least, at one point in his life, do one mitzvah, totally Lishma. Amr Rabbi Chanina, and that's Pran Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chananya, excuse me. Amr Rabbi Chananya, ki ha mitzvahs bihi yosan rabos, iyaf shalo lo odam shalo yikayim achas b'shleimus b'chol yimei chayav. V'yi yakiyum l'nafsho b'oso ha-maisa. Right, the question that all Mefarshim need to address in saying Pshat in the Mishnah is, no, we would think, I don't know, the fewer demands that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes of us, So the more of a favor it is. So what does it mean that Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakos Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahen Torah mitzvahs? So says the Rambam, given this Yisod, that in order to be zochet to chayelim haba, at least once in a person's life, a person has to do something lishma. So a person, kishem tzepir shufayim shon kardeh seyon shonos. Different people, let's say you look in a community. So some people are naturally gravitate to the mitzvah of bikkur cholim. And they're busy organizing if someone has to come to town because they're going to the medical center which is nearby, and others are involved in being mechazik the minyanim, and others are involved in the adult education to make sure that there are more shiurim, there's more learning going on, and others themselves are just busy learning every possible moment. The variety of mitzvahs that you have means that every person naturally is going to find a mitzvah that he will do if he's osek b'mitzvahs, given the variety of mitzvahs. So everyone's going to find the mitzvah that so resonates with him that he's going to do a total l'shma me'ava. And that's what it means. That's the Rambam in the Mishnah. Again, the Rambam doesn't mean... It's obvious the Rambam doesn't mean that he can do this mitzvah once, me'av, and ignore mitzvahs the rest of the time. The Rambam means that in addition to always being mekayim mitzvahs, so there has to be amongst his hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of mitzvahs, there has to be one mitzvah that can be labeled as that this was done, l'shma me'av.
Where does the Rambam get that idea?
So the question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Are you so de emuna? Like Yisod HaEmunah, it's one thing to have a Yerah Ali, but Yisod HaEmunah, he plucks it out of, where does he get it from? So my son suggested a pshat, I think it's Emes, I think it's Amitah Shel Torah here. Let's say if the Rambam would tell us, as he does in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva. If you take a look here, come back to Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lanu Torah. I don't know. 35% to 40%, I don't know, 40% through Halacha Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lanu Torah, Zo Eitz HaChayim. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosuv ba v'yod ha'odeya gemura nachon ha'zocha b'al chaylam haba. Again. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosuv ba v'yod ha'odeya gemura nachon ha'zocha b'al chaylam haba. So there are two requirements, the combination of which unlocks the gates of chaylam haba is kiyam ha'mitzvahs. And two, Talmud Torah, that a person has to know, a person has to believe and know. Ulefi godol masa v'godol chochmasa hu zocha. So if the Rambam would introduce that as a yesod, I don't think we would have a kasha. But that's something which is fundamental to Torah, that yahadus requires both belief and behavior. Behavior alone isn't enough. Belief alone isn't enough. It's not enough to believe and not translate that belief, but it's not enough to behave if it's not something which is rooted in and which expresses belief, right? Belief and behavior. So then we wouldn't have a kasha if the Rambam would label that, if he'd introduce that as a Yisod HaEmunah. So what the Rambam is saying here, is... that, again, you need Torah or mitzvahs. But what mitzvahs really means is to recognize, and what mitzvah really means is, this is something which is an unbelievable schus. This is something which is a privilege. This is something which is emes. It's not a burden. It's not something that I have to do because I have to satisfy an obligation. This is something which is emes. This is something which is a schus. That's what a mitzvah really means. Again, and that's what, as we're seeing here in Akdamah to Perek Chelek, so that's what the Rambam says, you need Kiyam HaMitzvahs. Kiyam HaMitzvahs, what Kiyam HaMitzvahs really means is to do it, Lishma Me'ava. You hear the Pshat, the Kvalg of Pshat in Makos. And Lemaisa, that's what you see reflected here in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek as well. That's the Pshat in the Psukim. That's the pshat in the psukim. If tachas shalavata shemal kecha besimcha, that if the simcha is absent, so again, what does it mean? It means it's a life of burden and tedium v'chula. That's not mitzvahs. That's not mitzvahs. I mean, it may look like a lulav and it may look like a piece of matzah, but that's not mitzvahs.
Why does the Rambam change from doing one mitzvah to
kolos and kolakasavah? No, because again, that reflects the same thing. That you know, the Torah gives us a break. It doesn't hold us to the standard in terms of opening the gates of Olam Haba. The Torah doesn't hold us to the standard of fulfilling all mitzvos me'ava. But again, it doesn't mean that a person can say, well, you know, when I was 15 years old, you know, I did Bikacholim Lishma Me'ava. So, you know, now I'll go to a Trefa restaurant, I'll drive to the Trefa restaurant on Shabbos and, you know, and party. So a person has to be Mekayim Al Mitzvahs. But the point is that what the Rambam Perush Mishnayos and Makos is saying is that what a Kiyum HaMitzvah really means is Lishma Me'ava. That's what Kiyum HaMitzvah really means.
Is Rabbi saying that if somebody doesn't do this, they won't go to
Olam Haba? I mean, I'm not sort of in charge of letting people.
It's very understanding around on that one.
It's not my like I'm not in the picture here. It's a Rambam. It's not being filtered through anything that I'm saying or interpreting.
I mean, where's Ron said only through this that you can get Olam Haba in the Pirush Mishnayos?
Again, so let's reread. Mi yisodo semunim b'torah shem kima odom mitzvah mishlosh esvei v'shesh mitzvah, shesh meos mitzvahs kifi shetzorach v'kavoli ve'enu mishadi v'imo inyan me'inyan olam hazeh b'shem ponim Ella osa me'ava, osa l'shma me'ava, kefisha be'arti l'cha, habeyu zocha ba, l'cha achai olam haba. Now, so maybe you'll say he's saying this as an alternative to Kiyum of all mitzvahs. No, because you see from his raya that he quotes in Avodah Zoh, umin haraya, so I'm skipping a few lines. Do you see what it is? You have it in front of you?
Yeah.
Umin haraya shetilmar al yesod ze, hi she'elis rabbi chananya ben tradyon, ma'ani l'chai olam haba. Chanan Padron was a pretty fun guy, you know, he used to daven every day, put on tefillin every day, and, you know, he learned a lot, he was a fun guy. So Chanan Yom Tradion, when he's one of the Asar HaRugay Mamelucha, and he wants to know, Ma'ani L'chai Lom Abba, V'heshev Lo HaMeshev Klum Ba Maisa L'yotcha. Like, can you think of something, did you ever do amongst all your Torah and mitzvahs, can you identify something that you did lishma me'ava. Kloma im nizdamin l'cha lasos mitzvah kavod. Veheishiv lo she nizdam lo mitzvah stoka b'shleimus she titachen. Right, so it's the Rambam.
Yeah, I'm just confused in the sense that, I mean, just two questions really, that we say kol yisrael eishtam chela b'ol haba, I can't speak for anybody else, I can speak for me that I know Ain
Ma'isa
Bali Adiz. Does that mean like I don't have a
Chelek Olam Haba? But I'm saying, but you have to. We can't take half the Rambam without the other half. The yes, on the one hand, the Rambam seemingly is setting the bar very very high, but Me'idat Gisa, the Rambam is telling us, the Rav Hanani Ben Akash is telling us that everyone clears that bar. Anyone who's Oseg B'Torah Mitzvahs will. Now, a person may not remember, may not identify, may not be, you know, he may be, his self-judgment may be too harsh that the person is not recognizing it, but the we can't read half of the Rambam without the other half, right? Yes, the Rambam sets the bar. Yeah, he does set the bar very high, but Meidach Gisa, the Rambam says everyone clears the bar. And that's what Rav Hananya ben Akashi is saying. Rav Hananya ben Akashi is saying that the natural course of affairs is that a person who's being osek b'torah mitzvahs is going to. That's the natural course of affairs. It is an overwhelming ruba d'lasa kamon to the point of, I don't know, of 100%, he's saying, right? I think the Rambam says, no, he has the e'efsha, yeah. Not just a ruba d'lasa kamon, he says it as a vados. He says, e'efsha lo l'odem shelo yikayim achaz v'shleimus b'chol yimei chayim. If a person is busy with Torah mitzvahs, again, with all our chesronos, with all our shortcomings, with all our inadequacies, with all our shalolishmas that we're all, if we're honest with ourselves, aware of. But afal pichenu, Hananya ben Akashi is saying, again, as the Rambam explains, e'ef shalol la'odem shalo yikayim achas b'shemes b'chol yimei chayav. So yes, he, on the first lines, the beginning and end of the Rambam set the bar very high, and the middle part says that it's impossible that a person will not clear that bar if he's just involved with Torah Mitzvahs.
Just the follow up. So I think the Maharal asked this question also on the Rambam, like on this Mishnah. So meaning, what would the Rambam say for like a katan that dies before he reaches the place of mitzvos? I mean, we also should use the Ben Olam Haba. How would the Rambam answer for that?
I don't know what the Rambam would say. I don't know what the Rambam would say. We would say that the standard is adjusted to the same way. I don't know when. There's a different expectation of behavior. Like if a 2-year-old is crying, so you're not going to turn to the 2-year-old and say, like, stop acting like a baby. You're going to recognize that he's a baby and relate to him. But Asher Husham, Masha and Cain, you know, if he's 52 and he's crying because he didn't get a candy, you know, you might say to him, you know, why are you acting like a baby? So that's what we would say. That's what we would say. I don't know what the Rambam would say. That's what we would say.
Well, the Rambam is telling us that part of the fundamental nature of Kiyam HaMitzvos is to do it simply to a label. On the other hand, we have many places in Shas where the Gemara speaks about Mitzvos Lav L'Henes Nitnu, and Rashi explains that the way Mitzvos were constructed was that it was supposed to be Olal Tzoreya. So it seems like a kind of a double standard. On one hand, mitzvahs were constructed in a way in which they were meant to be an all.
Meant to be an all, not an all in the sense of, when Rashi says all in that context, Rashi doesn't mean all burden, but Rashi means that it's part of a correct relationship between a person and the Ribono Shel Olam, between the Nivra and the Borei, is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metzava and that we're Metzuvim. That's what Rashi means all in that sense, not all in the sense of a weighty burden, of a burden that weighs us down, but that's part of, let's say, Moshe L'ma Adov Adoma. Moshe L'ma Adov Adoma, ideally, parents and children should be incredibly close. Nafsha k'shuva v'nafsha. And there should be incredible bonds of love between them. But that notwithstanding, your parents are not your friends. Your parents are your parents. And the love that does exist, that should exist, that optimally exists, is not a love that eclipses the fact that all the love notwithstanding, the parents are parents and the children are children. And children never forget that in the way they're misyachis to their parents. That doesn't diminish the love, it doesn't prevent the love. But me'idach gisa, the love doesn't eclipse that fact. It's not a love of equals, it's a love of parents and children. It's not the same way. You can love your brother and you can love your sister and the v'chulu. It's love in a different context. That's why the Maharal says, to illustrate this fact, that's why the Torah never says you love your parents. Again, the Maharal, I have no doubt that loved his parents very much and loved his children very much and his children loved him very much. But he says, the Torah doesn't speak of love because it's highlighting, that parents and children is a... it's never... your relationship with your brother, with your sister, can be a relationship of equals. A relationship between parents and children is never supposed to be the relationship of equals, even if... even if the son is the Rambam, even if the son is Rabbi Akiva, even if the son is Reb Chaim, even if the son is the Vilna Gaon, but it's not a relationship of equals. So l'ol al tzavareim nitnu means that all the love notwithstanding, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a matzava and we're mitzuvim. It doesn't contradict
this. Why does that result in mitzvos not being nitvas in Yisuri Hanah? Meaning, why is that the result from that conceptual idea that's our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch
Hu? Because if one were to say mitzvos lehonas nitnu according to this Mando Omar, it would mean that we view the mitzvos as something... the same way when if I go swimming in a mayon on a hot day, so I have enjoyment and so mitzvahs are not supposed to be lowered to that level, that it's my enjoyment, that it's my benefit. But that doesn't contradict the fact that recognizing that it's an incredible zchus to be mekayim a mitzvah, that mitzvahs are emes, doesn't mean that I have to lower it to, it's with putting the dogish chazak on my benefit the way it's my enjoyment if I go swimming in a maimayan on a hot day.
When the Rambam says that we become one mitzvah, does that mean one mitzvah, like one maisa mitzvah, or one mitzvah out of the tariyat your whole life?
One mitzvah at once. One mitzvah once. That's to be one spike in the graph over the course of a person's lifetime. Yeah, I think because if you look up that Gemara, it says Pam Achas Nischalfuli Epis Mos Purim. With this, he got monies mixed up, and then he paid back that tzedakah or something. It means once.
Is there a reason that the Rambam writes Torah in this post, and seemingly does that mean that it's not the Torah isn't included in that explanation of mitzvos? That doesn't maybe necessarily require that same necessity of simcha that maybe a mitzvah does, or is it the same idea involved?
Again, so what's your question, please? Again.
So this explanation you're talking about what a mitzvah. How it's necessary in order to do a mitzvah, and he's simcha, and that's part of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the Rambam says Torah u-mitzvah. So would Torah be one of the mitzvahs? Would that be included in the mitzvahs? Or did the Rambam write it separately for a reason?
Found it. Why didn't Rabbi Chanan ben Akashi say the Ficha Chirba Lehen Mitzvos? So it's very good. Again, we saw in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva, again, not that this is the Rambam's Chiddush, but we saw in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva that again, Olam Haba results from Yediya and Maisa, right? From belief and behavior. So that's what's reflected here. If Rabbi Chanan ben Akashi would have said, "Rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Zakos as well, the Ficha Chibur Lehen Mitzvos alone," so I don't know. So then maybe we would have thought that the behavior alone is the only factor in Chayei Olam Haba. But no, Rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Zakos is as well to that Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelak Olam Haba. So how did the Kadosh Baruch Hu accomplish that? So Kadosh Baruch Hu accomplished that by giving us Torah and Mitzvos. Right, because those are the two factors, right? The fi, rov, chokhmosu, v'godol, masav, whatever the exact lashon is there, who zocheh ba. Then what Rav Chanan ben Akashi is saying is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then was marbeh, so that it's inevitable, right? It's inevitable that the person will, if he's osek b'torah mitzvahs, it's inevitable that he will. It's kind of reminiscent in a different way. So how reminiscent can it be if it's in a different way? But you know what I mean. It is reminiscent in a different way of what the Nefesh HaChaim says. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Mitoch Shalo Lashma Baal Lashma, means that if a person sits down to learn. So maybe in Ochanami, maybe a person initially, I don't know, maybe some Shalo Lashma motivation impels him to go to the Beis Medrash, but he says that we learn Pshat and Tosha Lashma Balashma means, okay, so when we're 10, 20, 30, it will be Shalal Lashma, and hopefully by the time we're 40, 50, 60, it will be Lashma. Rav Chaim says, no, it happens in the morning Seder. He says maybe it's something Shalal Lashma which gets us to the Beis Medrash at 9 o'clock. At 8:55, they're giving out free donuts. Okay, so once I'm there at 8:55, I'm going to leave, so I'll go to the Beis Medrash at 9, once I got the free donut at 8:55. Maybe there's something, Shalol Lishma, which gets me to the Beis Medrash at 9 o'clock, but if I start learning Shalol Lishma, once a person gets into the learning, so the nature of it is such that he's going to forget the Shalol Lishma. He's going to be learning the Shema. That's what the Rambam says. A person's osek b'torah mitzvahs. So with all our inadequacies, our shortcomings, our failings, our chesronos, with everything, it's efshur. It's impossible that it won't happen. But he has to mention, since Rabbi Chanan ben Akashi is talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on track to Olam Haba, so Ein Lachanami, his chiddush is about the Riboy Mitzvahs, but he can't not mention Torah, because it's those two factors together. If a person is Mekayim Mitzvahs and doesn't know anything, doesn't know the Yud Gimel Krum, doesn't know anything, he just behavior alone isn't adequate.
What level of Simcha is required to be Zochet for this one Mitzvah? In a different context, Rebbe talked about Simcha Sheyishba Avodas Yotzer Hakol, versus like a simcha shekol kulo is mitzvah simcha shekhas mitzvah and it's evil.
I was talking about that there's no ulterior motivation here. It's not, there's no ulterior motivation. He's joyously doing this because, again, if it's a mishpat, it's something that he also intuits is the right thing with that God-given intuition. And it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has identified for us in the Torah as the right thing. And the person is joyously doing that for that reason, without any... I'm not doing it out of guilt. I'm not doing it to get schar. And it's true. Like some people, they get such... They just react so naturally to opportunities of chesed, and some react so naturally to opportunities for tefillah, and others for tzarkei tzibur. It has to happen. It does happen. Maybe just a little bit more, just a few more lines. We'll just begin the part about Vulam gan Eden hu mokum doshen v'shomein mivcha ha'oretz yesh bo mayim rabim v'ilonos osim peros v'gala oso Hashem l'vnei odom l'osid lavo v'yor lehem aderech laluch ela v'yisan guba. So Gan Eden is a place in Olam Hazah. Now the Sfarim discuss and we know this from the nusach of the Kalmole, right? When a Kalmole is recited, Gan Eden Taim Nuchaso, so we know that there's also a Gan Eden Elyon, that Gan Eden is not only a place in Olam Hazeh, but it's also an analog to it, as it were, a counterpart to it in the spiritual realms. But the existence of that Gan Eden in the spiritual realms is not the exclusive Gan Eden. I mean, when the Torah describes Vayita Hashem Elokein Gan BeEden Mikedem, the Torah is talking about in Olam Hazeh. The Torah is describing something, a place in Olam Hazeh, and it's describing the chait of Adam Rishon that happened in Olam Hazeh. And then that's what the Rambam is relating to as well. Again, what do we mean in a Kalmole or in a similar context when we talk about, you know, the Gan Eden, the Eimin Luchaso? So then we're talking about the Gan Eden, Elyon. Same way Chazal tell us, you know, that there's a Mikdash Shel Mata, there's a Mikdash Shel Mala, and one is Mechuvan Keneged the other. Okay, so we'll pick up here next week.